Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I can get a little discouraged and my faith gets weak. And so today I want to encourage you from things that I have learned over my 30 plus years of following Jesus. And the topic of today's talk on Hope is Here is, how do I trust God? How do I trust God? And I'm a simple guy. I like to put it on the lower shelves because I need it simple so I can remember it and understand it. And I'm going to spell out the word trust. And I know some of you like to take notes of our radio programs and podcasts. So to help you out, the letter T, first, you got to turn to Jesus throughout the day. Turn to Jesus throughout the day. Now, I know that sounds simple, but unfortunately, some of us, we don't even start the day out with Jesus. I'll share with you one of the things that I've been doing over the last few months. As soon as I get out of bed, I just roll on my knees and start out just submitting to God that morning. And I'm trying to start with thanking Him for another day, no matter how challenging my schedule might be. Might be some tough meetings or just painful things that I'm dealing with in my life or with others. We all have them. Yet starting in the morning, first thing, just rolling on my knees, but I'm starting to thank Him too. I felt like God in February wanted me to start adding, it's great that you're being submissive and submitting your day to me. And the Psalm, I believe it's 119:24 or 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall be glad and rejoice in it." But I want to encourage you to start your day with thanking Jesus for another day, thanking for your home, thanking for heat, thank you for food. If you've got a car to drive, family, friends, it's just amazing when you start thanking Him for five or six things at the very beginning, and it takes like 15 seconds, how it just puts your heart and mind in the right place, and then start asking Him to be a part of your day. But then throughout the day, keep having conversations with Him. I've told you that I've got an app that I put on my phone. It's free from John Eldridge called the Pause app, P-A-U-S-E, the Pause app. And at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., I get a little reminder. It comes up. And if I have time, I will try to stop and listen to 1 minute, or if I can, maybe even 3 minutes. Occasionally, I can do the five-minute one, but it just kind of is a mental and emotional, and it has a little prayer there and helps you to kind of get refocused on God. But sometimes I can't do that. But even that reminder just gives me a chance at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to recenter myself and reprioritize and invite God to be a part of my day. Psalm chapter 37, verse 5 says, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you." Doesn't say just the big things, not the middle things, not the small things. It says everything, all those things, A, B, C, and D. D, all the above. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. Letter R, remember what God has done for you in the past. I tell you what, I'm really guilty of this, and I forget about all the times God has answered prayers and made a way when there seems to be no way. And I want to say to you today that God is going to make a way in your life, even though your circumstances may be overwhelming and you may have lost all hope. I want to remind you that Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And remember what God has done for you in the past. Hebrews chapter 11 talks about all the heroes of the faith. And that might be a chapter you go and read today in the Bible. Also, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19 says, "So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for He will never fail you." So remember those times where God has helped you through in the past, and He's not going to fail you now. And just keep honoring Him and trusting Him. And when you're like sometimes overwhelmed and feel like you don't know where to start, just do the next right thing. God, whatever's in front of you, just do the next right thing. Whatever God puts on your heart, make that phone call, send that email, send that text, do whatever it is. Set up that exercise plan, cut up that credit card, okay, if you're trying to eliminate debt. Whatever it is, we all know what that one thing is that God's asking us to do. So do it now. Letter U, as we talk about how do I trust God, one, we turn to Jesus throughout the day, starting first thing in the morning, or remember what God has done for us in the past. The letter U, understand that life is hard and that no one is immune to difficult times because there is an enemy that wants to hurt you. In fact, he wants to do more than hurt you. Jesus warned us in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful in the next breath, Jesus said, my purpose is to give them a full life, or some translations say an abundant life. And friends, you know, I heard Wayne Smith say many years ago, God had one son without sin, no son without sorrow. And that's just true. Unfortunately, I mean, this is not our home. This is temporary. This is heaven. But the good news is we don't have to go through it by ourselves if you're a follower of Jesus. John chapter 16, verse 33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And some days you just have to keep repeating that to yourself. I know that I'm going to have trouble, but in Jesus, I'm going to have peace. And I'm going to keep my eyes on him because he has told me he has overcome the world. And I just, you know, one of the things I know that that God will help you. And the Bible promises he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And so just understand that you're going to go through tough times. You're either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or at some point you're going to go back into a storm. And if you're in a season where maybe you're not in a storm or you've come out of a storm a few days ago, a few weeks ago, enjoy this season of life. And don't also be that person that kind of looks around every corner being paranoid and scared and in fear. Enjoy those moments. Just like we have the four seasons in weather, winter, spring, summer, and fall. You know, there's always a winter, and it can be really rough at times. But you know what? We always know that spring is coming and that the flowers are going to bloom, the grass is going to be green, and the trees that are barren and dark and just seem dead, and they start, the leaves start to produce, and it's just beautiful. And so spring's going to come again, but we know there are those winter seasons in life. Letter S, spend time with God in the morning. And I know I already talked about that, about turning to Jesus throughout the day, but I think it's so important. I bring it up twice. I really believe it's so huge to spend time with God in the morning. And maybe you're like, well, physically, Greg, I can't roll out of the bed and get on my knees like you do. Well, that's okay if you can't do that. But when you go downstairs, and it's maybe whatever your morning drink choice is, mine is coffee, maybe your orange juice or milk or water or Diet Coke, Diet Mountain Dew, whatever your choice may be. But instead of going to social media or turning on the news, which I know it's tempting to do, spend some time with God. Get your Bible out, a devotional book. Follow me on my Facebook page, my personal page. I always put my devotional that I'm reading out of that morning. Just spend time with God first thing in the morning. I mean, Jesus modeled that this is important for us. Mark chapter 1, verse 35 says, the next morning Jesus awoke long before daybreak, and he went out alone into the wilderness to pray. And, you know, one of the things that's so cool is that I know a lot of people in the morning, they listen to Hope Is Here, the podcast of the previous day's program. So if you're an early riser, we don't come on to 8:15 a.m. on the radio, and, you know, most people have to be somewhere before 8 o'clock, you can listen to the podcast of the previous day's program, hopeishere.today, or maybe you heard a program, you thought, man, that really spoke to me, and you just decide you need to hear it again. So you can go back and listen to the podcast and do that in the morning. I've got a friend that's part of his morning ritual that he listens while he's taking a shower and shaving and getting dressed, getting ready for work in the morning, filling his spirit with some time with God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, always be joyful. Keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus. Well, I think the way that we can do that is when we have started our morning off with Jesus. Now, I know some people say, I'm not a morning person. Well, I'm not saying you need to read your Bible for an hour, a devotional, listen just to podcasts and things. But I think if you're going to be joyful and you're going to be able to focus on God throughout the day, it just starts with some time in the morning. And whether that means going to bed a few minutes earlier or getting up a little bit earlier, just making time for God, I promise you, you will never regret when you do that. Well, I've been talking about how you can trust God when your faith gets kind of weak and weary today. I'm spilling out the word trust, using that as an acronym. The letter T, turn to Jesus throughout the day. Letter R, remember what God has done for you in the past. Letter U, understand that life is hard and that no one is immune to difficult times because there is an enemy that is trying to hurt you. But I also feel like I need to remind you that, you know, the Bible, it talks about, I believe it's in 2 Peter, maybe 1 Peter, but that the enemy is like a roaring lion that seeks to devour us. Okay, and he's looking for us. It doesn't say that he does get to devour us. It just says that he is looking to devour us. And so when you know that could be happening in your day, when you have spent time with God in the morning, that's the letter S, okay? When you spend time with God in the morning, after you've turned to Jesus throughout the day, remembering what God has done for you in the past, understanding that life is hard and that no one is immune to difficult times because there is an enemy trying to hurt you, then you can know that when you do the letter S, spending time with God in the morning, that when that enemy is looking to devour you and trying to attack you through a coworker, a family member, a financial challenge, a bad health report, that you're like, nope, it's not going to devour me. I know it's trying to attack me, but I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to be joyful because I choose to be it. I'm going to pray, and no matter what happens, I'm going to be thankful. Because that's what God's will is for my life, based after 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And the letter T, on how do I trust God, take every thought captive, because it all starts in your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we've talked about this numerous times, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that the battlefield is in your mind. It is in your mind before any place else. And yet you can take thoughts captive. Heard a great quote from Dr. James Gill. This guy has participated in 6 double iron triathlons. Okay, a triathlon is, you know, it's brutal, where you do several miles of swimming, running, biking, and this guy's completed not just one, they're like back-to-back double triathlons, and he has this, I mean, they're exhausting, just grueling. And here's this quote he had. He said, I had to learn that you need to talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself. Say it again, you need to talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself. And that is such a great, great example of what taking every thought captive means. And so know that you need to pay attention to how you talk to yourself instead of just listening to yourself, and stand on what God's word says about you, not your feelings or not your negative thoughts, because we know those aren't from God. Fortunately, I'm out of time. But I hope you'll join us again next week for Hope Is Here.
Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.